face the Jaguars, and he will.
The roller coaster called the NFL continued on Sunday.
Nobody's satisfied with losing. I hate losing myself.
There were some highs.
And here is Leonard Fournette, and he'll score.
But more lows against the Rams.
It's one of those things. You just got to stick it out. You know, it's in your craw. And
the Jags have responded to a bump in the road already this season.
You know, this team has a real chance. You know, it's very special. You know, we just got to figure out how to, you know, be consistent.
Buckle up. The next trip is a plane ride to Indianapolis.
This is Jaguars All Access, presented by Fields Auto Group. It's time to step up to luxury. Fields matters because you matter.
Shouldn't blow the whistle. Let the play go. Everybody else lets the play go.
We agree with you, Doug Marone, and we are going to talk about that one tonight on Jaguars All Access. What could have been on this play? The head coach of the Jaguars certainly agrees, and I'm sure all the folks here at Mellow Mushroom in Avondale agree as well. What could have been on that play? Maybe even another touchdown for this Jaguars defense, and really what could have been overall on a Sunday. The Jags could have gone 4-2, but instead end up 3-3 after a 27-17 loss to the L.A. Rams. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Jaguars All Access, presented by Fields Auto Group. I'm Brent Martineau, along with Jeff Lagerman, and, well, listen, what could have been? We'll talk about the up and down ride of this season. It's kind of the NFL. But first, we have to talk about Leonard Fournette. That was a scary moment yesterday afternoon late in that game. But we think there's good news out of this.
Well, you hope so. I mean, when you watch the replay during the game, I was sitting there thinking, holy cow, if that's not a knee, I don't know what it is. Yeah. And then when they reported it that it was an ankle, I was like, holy cow, he must be Gumby. You know, a lot of people are like, who's Gumby? Well, okay, go back to the old days. It was the flexible little toy that you had. And hopefully he's okay. It's something that he's dealt with before with the ankle. So hopefully it's something that he knows how to deal with and he can manage.
Keep an eye on this because the Jags go to Indy this week and then a bye week. So he could rest that up. Doug Marone on Monday talking about his running back.
I mean, he was ready to go in after the game. You know, I always get a little concerned. I always like to wait 48 hours. The doctors and trainers say, hey, listen, he's limited, then he's going to go in there and be limited rep-wise. If the doctors and trainers say, hey, he's ready to go, then he's ready to go.
That running back is fantastic. We absolutely know that. Brandon Linder's status still to be determined. He's missed the last two football games with an undisclosed illness, and it looked like the offensive line suffered a bit yesterday.
No, Tyler Shatley's been playing well in his absence, so give Tyler Shatley credit. If they get Linder back, though, it makes them better.
And Dede Westbrook, a couple of weeks away, says he's on schedule and he's eligible to come back after the bye, and right now this Jags offense could use someone in the passing game. And meanwhile, Jason Myers is still the kicker for this football team. Definitely under fire from the fan base. 1-for-3 yesterday. Missed a couple of 50-plus yarders, but they're going to take a look at other guys around the league. But right now, expect Jason Myers to be the kicker on Sunday in Indianapolis. Well, welcome here inside Mellow Mushroom in Avondale. Calais Campbell, another huge game, and we're going to talk about the start to his season in a moment. And Aaron Colvin, who's had a couple of big games in the Jags secondary. Thanks, guys, for coming on the show. I know it's a loss, and here we go, right? I was really impressed with what Calais said a couple weeks back when the Jags had lost. Good teams don't lose two games in a row. But, man, can you guys win two in a row?
That is the goal. You know, we can and we will. But as of right now, you know, we're an up and down team, and we have a lot of work to do to fix it.
There was a lot of opportunities to win that ball game. I mean, if you make special teams plays that are better than he had, if you make more on offense, and even though as a defense you only gave up 10 points, you had opportunities to get off the field and maybe give the ball back to the offense there at the end of the ball game. So as defenders, you probably go, okay, look, guys, we got to own up to what we can control.
Oh, yeah, of course. You know, we definitely left a lot of plays on the football field as a defense, you know, and it would have been nice to get that touchdown. He picked that fumble up. I think he might have taken it to the house. I've seen his return skills in practice. He has some pretty good return skills.
Aaron, what about the up-and-down start? I mean, listen, you have 3 wins. You're 3-3 after 6 games. You're right in the middle of this thing. That's the good news. You want to get on a roll, don't you? You guys think you're talented enough to do it?
Yeah, I mean, like Calais said earlier, good teams don't lose two in a row. So we know that if we want to make a serious run to the playoffs and we want to be a serious team and be taken seriously, we got to be able to put back-to-back games together.
It's got to be frustrating to not get a win at home yet. That's got to be, look, I mean, guys, look, if we're going to be a good football team, the first thing on the list that we talked about and every team talks about, you got to win at home.
Yeah, and, you know, going to the bye week, you know, we're on the road, and then we come back and we have five home games in 9 games. So, you know, we have opportunities to get it turned around, and, you know, we have to figure out a way to get it there.
Well, we're going to get to the top plays right now. Game-changing moments brought to you by Baptist Health. And let's begin with Leonard Fournette. I mean, how fun is this guy to watch? 75-yarder. You know, I knew he was big and fast, Jeff, but I didn't know he was this fast.
Well, I mean, what is he running, like 22 miles an hour, something like that? AC, can you run that fast? 22?
Of course I can. I mean, you can't ask me that. I'm always going to tell you I can. I'm faster than, you know, Leonard, anybody else on the team, if you ask me.
But what a huge play. I mean, all of a sudden you give up the big kick return, and to answer that on the first play on offense, to start the game out that poorly, to be able to answer, that was huge.
Yeah, how impressed are you guys with Leonard? I feel like we ask you every week, Calais, about him, but still, I mean, this is a weekly thing now.
Yeah, and every week he never seems to amaze me. Every time he touches the ball, he has the ability to take it to the house, you know, and I always love watching him. He gives me a lot of spark. You know, I think our whole defense just feeds off of the way he runs the ball.
Baptist Health game-changing moment number two. And here's the play we showed you at the top of the show. Here's the play Calais referred to. Telvin Smith makes a nice play, forces the fumble, but they blew the whistle dead. It was an awful play by the officials.
Well, and the officials have talked for years about letting the play continue. That's what the soundbite was from Doug Marone, mic'd up on the sideline. The officials are taught to let the play go, and they can always end up ruling that the play was over with after the fact. And Aaron, look, it's you against maybe three offensive linemen to the end zone. You had an opportunity if this whistle doesn't blow.
No, I'm definitely scoring that ball. It's unfortunate that the refs called it like that. I mean, it was clear as day to me that, you know, he fumbled during the play. But, I mean, that's a game-changing play. So for us not to be able to get that play, man, it affected the game. And, you know, I feel like those mistakes can't happen.
And that was a big play now.
It was.
Because it closed the gap to 7 points and gave this team an opportunity to get back in it, even though he gave up a couple of special team scores.
Well, and then where's the momentum in the game after a play like that if you do take it to the house and score? We've seen that with these defensive touchdowns so far this season. It can really snowball. Game-changing moment number one. And, well, we got to talk special teams, guys. I'm sorry about it, but it was a brutal day on Sunday.
Well, we're going to look at both these plays in the Baptist Health film room because, I mean, they're critical plays and they're mistakes that you just cannot make if you expect to play good football. Giving up a block punt for a touchdown, the opening kickoff return for a touchdown, just can't have it. And look, even though a lot of times you might have somebody that want to point a finger, guys, when you talk about special teams, the majority of the participants on special teams are defenders. So, I mean, sometimes when that finger's pointing in one way, it might need to turn around and come backwards at times.
You know, I believe that everybody has a hand in a win, everybody has a hand in a loss. You can't put it on one group or, you know, one piece of, you know, of the special teams. But at the end of the day, you know, we're a good enough team to overcome those mistakes. And if we play the way we can play, those mistakes won't beat us.
Aaron, you've been around here a little bit. Do you guys do a better job of responding to that adversity this year so far than you have in the past?
I think we're doing a pretty good job, but at the same time, we're not winning those games. I feel like every time that we've been put in a tough situation where, you know, it's been a dog fight, I feel like, you know, at times we haven't come out on top. And if we want to be the team that we say we're going to be able to do that. And it's not just on special teams. I mean, yeah, we can't give up that many points, but at the same time, all three phases have to play better.
Well, Calais Campbell is playing about as good as you can play, Jeff. I mean, 8 sacks, fastest in franchise history to 8 sacks. Wow.
Well, you got to give credit now, okay, because Yannick Ngakoue helped you out on one of them. He had a great inside move, allowed you to have a corner to come around. The other one you just got on your own working against the right tackle, but two big plays in the game. You had a pass defense, tackle for a loss. And, Aaron, have you ever played with a defensive lineman that's putting up numbers and making impact plays like this guy is?
Nah, I mean, he's a beast. I mean, there's a reason why he is who he is. There's a reason why he's making, you know, Pro Bowls, top 100 year in and year out. And, I mean, every single game it seems like he's stepping up for us. So, I mean, we need him just as much as he needs us. So it all works together.
Calais, so this is different. This is different for you. I mean, to have this many sacks, plus the batted down play on third down, the big stop of the run on third down. Why have you been so effective this quickly?
Well, I think as far as the sacks go, I mean, that's all the secondary. You know, they give me the extra second to rush a passer. You know, I've been close in my career over and over again, but this year I have the extra second. So now, you know, those close those quarterback hits are turning to quarterback sacks.
He's found the fountain of youth. Okay, all right. I need to find the fountain of youth that you've got.
It's the DBs.
Because right over here, I mean, we're talking about youth over here, and Aaron Cole in the last two games, the game that you had against Pittsburgh, fantastic this past week. Once again, your play was outstanding. You're making tackles from the nickel position. You're essentially a starter the way the league is because you're starting nickelback. And then you've recovered the fumble that that Telvin Smith ended up causing. How much fun is it playing in this secondary with so many good football players on it?
I mean, truthfully, I know everybody's hearing it, but I feel like we are the best secondary in the league. Deshaun Gibson's a pro bowler. Jalen Ramsey is a pro bowler. A.J. Bouye is a pro bowler. So with playing with so many special guys like that, my level of play has to raise up. So, I mean, it's an honor, and I truly love them boys, but, I mean, those guys are the best in the business.
And I'm going to be honest with you. I was concerned in training camp. These guys weren't on the practice field much, and you were one of them because you had, you know, some off-season surgery. It hasn't slowed these guys down one bit.
Oh, yeah, they hit the field running, you know, especially him. And, you know, as a D-lineman, I got to benefit from their hard work and their efforts, you know, and I continue to appreciate these guys. And I can't thank you enough, man. Keep doing what you're doing. We're going to win a lot of ball games.
I think what people forget, though, Aaron Colvin was a first, second-round talent, picked in the fourth round because of that ACL injury at the Senior Bowl. And now you're in a contract year, like so many other guys. Does it mean something to you to be playing well in a contract year?
I mean, if I was going to sit here and tell lies or tell fibs and be like, no, you know, it does. I mean, you know, you want to be able to prove what you're worth. You want to be able to play at a high level when you're playing on a very, very good defense. So, but at the same time, if we're not winning games, it 100% doesn't matter to me. Like, I really want to win this year. I'm done losing, and we have the team to do it. So that's the frustrating part when we don't win.
Yeah, frustrating yesterday at Everbank Field, of course, and now the Jags don't come back to Everbank Field until November 5th. Jags 9-31 in their last 40 at Everbank Field. That has got to be better if this team wants to go to the playoffs. Next opportunity against Cincinnati on November the 5th. We have so much more to come. Coming up next, Jeff Lagerman takes us to the film room. What went wrong on Sunday in special teams? Jeff will tell us all about it coming up next.
Jaguars All Access is presented by Fields Auto Group. It's time to step up to luxury. Go to fieldsauto.com for more.
Welcome back to Mellow Mushroom in Avondale. Calais Campbell talking with some of the folks eating some pizza here at Mellow Mushroom, and obviously some Jags fans talking football here on a Monday night, each and every Monday night during the football season. Brent Martineau along with Jeff Lagerman on Jaguars All Access presented by Fields Auto Group. And listen, it all comes down to special teams from yesterday. Joe DiCamillo is one of the best in the business. He has to be pulling his hair out today.
No, he should be. And this is not a coaching issue. This is a performance issue. It has to be executed better. Let's not waste any time and jump right into the Baptist Health film room and show you what went wrong.
The opening kickoff. Let's let it run for a minute. Now take a look at this. Where is he going to go? There are plenty of defenders in perfect position, and you have the boundary to use. But let's let it run for just a second in slow-mo. Now we pause it. Count them. 1, 2, 3. And 4, Corey Grant at the top, all in position to make a play. But this little plant and spin move takes them all out of position. And at the fourth guy, Corey Grant, it allows the block to get positioning on him. And then he's down the sideline for a touchdown. Pharaoh Cooper goes the distance. A play that should not have happened. If everybody stays with their responsibility and just makes a tackle, it's negated. And the block punt for a touchdown. Very simple, punt protection. You count from the outside in, 1, 2, 3 on the left, three guys to block them on the right. There's five, though. So the center and the personal protector have to block 4 and 5 to that side. And with the snapper's head being down, Matt Overton, he's going to block whoever comes first. He gets picked up. The problem is that Corey Grant is eyeballing the same guy. So, in reality, number 4 comes clean. You've got to do a better job of knowing the numbers that you have to block and what the guy in front of you is going to do.
Well, Brent, you know, that's not the only mistakes that they made on special teams. They almost gave up another block punt. They had a shank punt that led directly to 3 points. You missed two field goals. If you're going to play the style of football the Jaguars are going to play, you got to be clean on special teams, or even better than clean. Have it be a positive. And right now that's not there.
Yeah, well, you can add all that up to about 23 points. That's a huge difference,
big difference,
in a football game. We got to take a break. When we come back from Mellow Mushroom here in Avondale, Calais Campbell goes one-on-one with Aaron Colvin with the help of the fans. That's next. Jaguars fans, the Fuel Up the Play 60 program is back in 2017. The Dairy Council is encouraging kids to choose healthy snacks and play for 60 minutes a day. Find Fuel Up the Play 60 on Facebook and learn how you can join the program.
Jaguars All Access is brought to you in part by Baptist Health, changing healthcare for good. EverBank, it's your money, make the most of it. Fanatics.com, officially licensed everything. And Ticket Exchange, the only official ticket exchange of the NFL.
Hey, get ready to go for a little run, perhaps, coming up on Saturday as we take you to Mellow Mushroom in Avondale. Jaguars All Access presented by Fields Auto Group. Those guys coming up in just a moment. But how about the running I'm talking about? The 6th Annual 5K Stadium Challenge, Saturday, October 21st. That's it. Saturday benefits Jaguars Foundation, Insurance Company of America putting it on. FirstPlaceSports.com/races to register. Go check it out today. Brent Martineau along with Jeff Lagerman back here on Jaguars All Access.
I think we need to get a light for this segment here that we're going to do with Calais, because, you know, he needs to have that light, that interview light. So,
I like
Calais, I want to see some hard questions asked of Double Deuce.
I got you, Jeff. You know, we took it to social media to get some guys to ask some questions to you. The first one is from Lucas LaFleur. He wants to know, what is your most memorable football moment of all time?
My most memorable moment, it'll probably be in college. It'll probably be, the Red River Rivalry. My first year starting was my freshman year, and I had a really good game. Or us beating Alabama, my last game of my college career.
Dope. Hey, that's a pretty big task, beat Alabama this day and age.
Yeah, for sure.
Second question is from Michael Guerra. It says, you, Boye, and Ramsey arm wrestle. Who wins?
What was the question again?
You, Boye, and Ramsey arm wrestle. Who wins?
Me. I'm the big dog. Nah, them my boys. I don't know. Ram got some long arms. AJ kind of strong, so it'll be a toss up.
Yeah, we might have to figure that out, man.
Nah.
Put a little wager up. Next one's from Jonah T. Who was your favorite football player growing up?
Favorite football player growing up was probably Champ Bailey. He was just a dog. I liked the way he played. So him and Peter Ward from Florida State.
Dope. The last one is from JFGT86. When you can eat what you want, what is your favorite meal?
I love chicken. So anything fried chicken, chicken tenders, anything. But I eat a lot of pasta, too. So pasta and chicken, those are my big things.
That sounds like that's some good meals right there, man. Yeah. We can hang out sometime.
Already.
All right, back to you, Brent.
All right, thanks, guys. And they'll join us when we come back. We'll get set for this week's game. And we also have a couple of pranks from the big fella.
Mm-hmm.
That is coming up next.
This is Jaguars All Access, presented by Fields Auto Group. It's time to step up to luxury. Fields matters because you matter.
Hey, welcome back to Mellow Mushroom here in Avondale. Jaguars All Access, presented by Fields Auto Group. You know, last week, Calais Campbell had a lot of fun with some of his teammates. You have to check this out. When you have 8 sacks on the year, you can do just about anything, even to rookie Leonard Fournette. Take a listen.
Yeah, sing to me, man.
I
need to Lean On Me by Billy Weathers.
Lean on me.
Hey.
When you're not strong, I'll be your friend. I'll help you carry on.
Well, you hitting the notes right now, bro. You hitting the notes. Speaking to
me right now. Calais with some prank calls with some of his teammates. That was just one of them with Leonard Fournette, courtesy of ESPN. That's a lot of fun right there. He actually could hold a note pretty well, couldn't he?
Yeah. His locker's right next to mine, so I have the pleasure of hearing him sing way too often. You know, so I knew he can carry a note when I called him.
He still doesn't need to quit his day job now.
He's pretty good at that, too.
Let's not get carried away here.
Hey, how much fun are you guys having in the locker room?
We're having a ton of fun. I mean, anytime you lose, it's not fun. Yeah. But for the most part, I mean, guys are really close, and I feel like we're bonding really well.
All right, let's take a look at the G-Series Prime headlines coming up for this week. Obviously, this team trying to get to 4-3 before the bye week. Very important. And tonight, Monday Night Football, Jeff, it's a big one to check out these standings.
I'm going to be watching Clay's AC. You guys going to be watching the game tonight?
Most definitely. I mean, two division teams, you know what I mean? We play one of them next week, so we'll be tuned in.
Yeah, the scouting report begins. Andrew Luck still undecided. Might be out a few more weeks.
He threw the ball against for the scout team leading up to this game. But be surprised if he plays this week coming up.
All right, Calais Campbell, Aaron Colvin, thanks for joining us. Go get a W next week before the bye. Then the bye is fun if you go get a W.
Oh, yeah.
Make sure that happens.
Definitely.
Thanks to everybody here at Mellow Mushroom. For Jeff Lagerman, I'm Brent Martineau. Each and every Monday night, next week after a Jags win, we hope. Have a great night, everybody.